The presidential elections are 1 year away, but there are a few important races to be decided tomorrow. As elections go, these will be pretty much small potatoes, just two governorships, a couple of big city mayors, and a few initiatives. But it's the lead-in to 2004, and with that comes potential bragging rights. Even though relatively little is at stake, familiar issues like race and taxes and George W. Bush are prominent. Joining us to talk about Election Day 2003 is NPR's political editor Ken Rudin. Hi, Ken.
Hello, Madeline.
Two governorships are at stake, Kentucky and Mississippi. What's going on in Kentucky?
Basically, this race was determined once Governor Paul Patton, the Democrat who is term limited, was involved in an affair with a state aide. He denied the affair, then admitted it, and now basically the Democrats have been in such disarray that the Democratic candidate in tomorrow's race, Attorney General Ben Chandler, has really been running away from Governor Patton, and that should help the Republicans. The Republican candidate is a congressman named Ernie Fletcher. President Bush is very, very popular in Kentucky. He won big in 2000, and the Republicans look like they're going to end this drought.
And speaking of prominent Republicans, Washington insider Haley Barbour in Mississippi is running for governor. What's the latest in that race?
Well, actually, his name is not really Haley Barbour. If you ask the Democrats and if you ask Democratic incumbent Ronnie Musgrove, his really name is Washington fat cat lobbyist Haley Barbour. But what happens there is that Barbour is a longtime Washington lobbyist, a Mississippian true and true, but the Democrats are trying to brand him as a out-of-touch lobbyist who has fought for NAFTA, which has hurt Mississippians and loss of jobs. He's fought for the tobacco companies, which according to the Democratic commercials, poison our children. But Haley Barbour's connections really go beyond that. He's very close with the Bush White House. The Republicans really want this race, and Haley Barbour hopes that his connections with the Republican Party will give him the edge in Tuesday's election.
And does he have the lead?
Well, the polls are very, very close. It was a poll last week that showed a Barbour up by about 5 points. It was a poll over the weekend that showed the governor narrowly ahead by 1 point. One issue that is almost paramount in Mississippi is always race. 2 years ago, the governor put on the ballot a proposition that would change the Mississippi flag because it has a Confederate emblem on it. The voters overwhelmingly rejected that, and Haley Barbour is reminding voters basically that what we do, keep our flag, get rid of our governor.
Okay, let's turn to a few mayoral races. First, in Philadelphia, the campaign there was overtaken by an FBI investigation. Tell us about that.
The race really turned about a month ago when an FBI bug was found in the offices of Mayor John Street. Street is African American. His Republican opponent, Sam Katz, is white. Once the bug was found, it seemed to rally, certainly it rallied the African American community in Philadelphia. They felt that Republicans in Philadelphia and Washington were out to get another black mayor. Who would think that in Philadelphia or any city that the fact that the mayor is under a criminal investigation would boost the mayor's chances? But that looks like what's happened.
And on the other side of the country, another prominent African-American mayor, Willie Brown, is not running again. Who is his likely successor?
This is a great story in San Francisco. There's a city supervisor named Gavin Newsom who put on the ballot a ballot to basically end San Francisco's policy of giving cash payments to the homeless. But Gavin Newsom, who's been endorsed by Nancy Pelosi, he's been endorsed by Willie Brown, he's been endorsed by Dianne Feinstein, but Gavin Newsom is now seen as the conservative in the race because there are five major candidates challenging him from the left. Gavin Newsom is a supervisor who will likely have the most votes, but it's likely to go to a December 9th runoff. So the real fight in San Francisco is which liberal will come in second and challenge Newsom in the December runoff.
NPR's political editor Ken Rudin. Thanks a lot, Ken.
Thank you, Madeline.